We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service. No, sir.
Saved Chimpanzee. Chimpanzee.
From the Valley of the Sun in Phoenix, Arizona, it's the podcast of medley, muddle, mishmash, and miscellany. It's Shaved Chimpanzee.
Knowing that Jack Lord was, you know, like masturbating wildly in his trailer between shots. It's
Jack Lord.
Yeah. He was a whack job.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about Hawaii 5-0.
Oh.
You wouldn't watch that as a child?
No.
Hello, chimp fans, and welcome to episode 42 of the Shaved Chimpanzee podcast. It's a very special Halloween episode, and what that means really is that it's the day after Halloween. It is November 1st, a Sunday, 2009. Episode 42, discussing Jack Lord, because that's Bob dressed up as Jack Lord last night for Halloween, but he couldn't find the right Sansibelt slacks, so he went sans pants
yeah.
Last night.
Who's a Samoan?
What did he have, like a big white Cadillac convertible or something like that?
Oh, really?
Or did I make that up?
Yeah, I think you made that
What up. Kind of car do you drive around in?
I don't know. A Ford LTD. It's fucking government issue, right?
Oh, those were bad.
Yeah.
Did they make those in two-door as well?
Yeah.
They did?
They
nice.
Did. My old man actually had one.
Like a 70s one?
Yeah.
It must have been enormous.
It was rattly piece of shit, yeah.
Weighed 9,000 pounds.
Yeah. And the door was really, really long.
So yeah, and heavy.
You'd get in the garage, you'd try to open the door to get out. The door was so fucking long, you couldn't get out of the car.
And it was one of those, it was so heavy, you after years of use, you open it and it slopes down. So you not only have to pull it in, but you have to pull it up.
Lift up on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that only took about 8 months, actually, in Ohio, with the fucking weather.
Westlake, Ohio. Where is that and how is it? Suburban Cleveland?
Yeah, it's suburban Cleveland up there somewhere. I'm guessing it's on the west side of Cleveland. I don't really know anything about it.
It would make more sense, given Ohio, that it was on the east side of Cleveland.
Yeah. Well,
Westlake.
You know, I don't know.
It's east of East.
What's your reference there?
Some guy just got hired who's supposed to take over one of the things I do, and they moved him down here from Westlake, Ohio.
Really?
Yes.
So he should have this noticeable...
spring in his step?
No, a highly annoying Cleveland accent.
You figure?
Yeah.
He's going to be a happy guy, though, right?
Happy.
He's going to be like Bob French circa 1992.
Let's see, moving him out of Ohio in November to Arizona.
I think he ran here.
He's going to have his dick in his hand continuously for like 3 months.
You can talk. Scott Voorhees is with us here because his Bengals, who also hail from the Queen State. What state is that? What's the name for that?
What?
Is it the Buckeye State?
Yeah, it is.
All of Ohio is the Buckeye State?
Uh-huh.
Because it's that tree, right?
Right.
Poison nuts.
Yeah. We actually had one. They're cool. The Buckeye trees are cool. Yeah.
Well, and they make the...
they had some kind of disease thing.
A Buckeye necklace?
Many moons ago, and a lot of them died off. It's some kind of chestnut.
Gonorrhea is what the disease was.
Yeah, yeah.
There are too many Ohio State fans fucking trees. or women rubbing up and down against trees. So Scott's with us because his people are on a bye week, and he's going to speak with us at some point.
Yeah, when we get the stuff I want to talk about.
Well, you can talk about anything.
Well, but cars is Bob's division.
Yeah, but he likes you to...
We were talking about cars. We were talking about some fag from Westlake.
Yes. Okay. Is that the gay part of Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
I sure hope he doesn't become a nice listener.
He won't be.
Okay.
No, because...
You won't invite him?
How would he?
And nobody...
You tell him to listen and...
Nobody listens anyway.
I'm sure he goes from you know, some Ohio State bar directly to the Department of Economic Security, directly to his one-bedroom apartment, and then back to the Department of Economic Security. So how would he find out about that?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Nah,
so, and we also got our shirts.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes. And
they're lovely.
Well, you're not a permanent third chair.
No,
because
I'm not worried about that piece.
You tossed us aside.
Hey, I was happy you guys got them, you know.
Yeah.
Guy came through.
Well, Silver Creek Bats.
And he was a little perturbed that he perceived that we were talking shit about his company.
Oh, was
the
there
last
a note
episode.
Or something?
Yeah, that's how I got the shirts. Is he
oh,
sent
sure,
a note
yeah.
and said, I thought you got the shirts. I'll send them to you immediately. Because I heard you were saying things on the show.
Well,
so.
That means
were
he's
we?
Still listening. That's good news.
I don't think so.
We talked about it, but
did.
I don't think we...
It wasn't too bad.
Did I say something?
No.
No, well, it wasn't too bad, but you did mention that the shirts had not arrived.
You know, if I got to tell you, if I offended anyone, you know, fuck you very much. But
so
if,
let's
not, see, hey, this is great.
So what's the back of your shirt say, Bob?
I don't know.
What's Muir Woods?
Muir?
Yes.
I don't know.
Your shirt.
That's what your shirt says.
Oh, I don't know. It's like the Redwoods just north of San Francisco there.
Yeah.
Or
did you go there or somebody went there and brought you a shirt?
Yeah, somebody
I've been there.
Brought me a shirt.
Well, I didn't that? Bring him the shirt, but I've been there.
My son and his girl, picked it out.
When?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Recently?
Yeah. It's been a while.
I've been there.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
When you guys were in San Francisco?
No, I actually went there with my mom.
Really?
Years ago. So.
Then when you were moving from Fresno, you
no,
swung
we
by
actually,
there?
No, we actually just took a trip back.
Are you from Fresno or Bakersfield?
Fresno.
Fresno. I always get those mixed up.
Yeah, I don't.
No? You were only there as a baby, though, right?
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, and that's why we went back, because I'd never seen it as an adult. So,
Fresno.
Yeah. It's not the greatest part of the state, right?
It's the home of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Fresno State. Also, isn't it the home of several members of Korn?
I have no idea.
Like, what's that guy?
Fieldy?
You knew, I just did the pantomime and
well,
you know I was talking about Fieldy.
But you're playing a bass.
Right, I was so, doing slap bass. Yeah.
I didn't know what you were doing.
Why wouldn't I know that?
That's great.
Because I'm
Fieldy.
You think because of my advanced vintage that I wouldn't?
No, I thought that I looked stupid doing this. I didn't
you
think
did.
Anybody would know what I was doing.
I wasn't sure.
Well, okay. I could tell it was a bass thing. With
you know
thumb.
What he has for his, what do you got, Rock Band or Guitar Hero?
Guitar Hero.
He has a Gene Simmons bass for Guitar Hero. That like the axe bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. It's
pretty cool.
Did you pay extra for that?
I did not. I got it for Christmas.
Oh, very good.
Somebody paid extra.
Somebody
for it.
Paid. But that would be an extra cost item.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And then what's the one that's still in the box I see?
It's supposed to replace the other one. I just haven't gotten around.
And
to
who
it,
is that?
So.
Is that a Les Paul?
It's just, no.
Is that an Yngwie Malmsteen guitar?
No.
You know him?
A Rickenbacker.
You know Yngwie Malmsteen?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And what's the thing that he specialized in?
Who, Yngwie Malmsteen?
Uh-huh. Played a right-handed guitar, left-handed.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so did Jimi Hendrix.
Well, there you go.
How about something new? Yeah, he did the same thing Jimi Hendrix did like 20 years later. I didn't realize he was left-handed.
He's still alive. So.
Well, that's because they were poor.
Yeah.
Can't afford the left.
He was the first guy in the grunge movement, actually, Jimi Hendrix. He's from Seattle. He was.
Yeah.
You hold tight to that.
Kind of was, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, we got a lot going on. This is our first video podcast, so you can see all the shirts that we're wearing. And now you can get a look at all of us.
I was going to say I would have worn something different.
What is that? Is that an Affliction shirt?
No, this is my Taps shirt.
Taps?
Yeah.
That
Ghost
movie
Hunters.
With George C. Scott from the 80s?
His Tap Out shirt.
Oh, it's a Tap Out?
No, Taps.
What's Taps? T-A-P-S? Is that Ghost Hunter thing? The plumbers?
Yeah. The Atlantic Paranormal Society.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sorry, Bob.
You're shitting me, right?
No.
You know what? He had to go to the doctor.
Because we made mention of not knowing what the fuck was.
Yeah, after the last episode, he had an aneurysm.
You guys don't even know how bad I was. Like, especially you, Bob.
Yeah, I don't fucking know what that shit is.
When you guys talked about the thing, that was enough to kill me.
Why, what was with the thing?
I don't remember, but he was like, that rock guy, bro. And you were like the wrestler?
The cat made out of rocks,
Oh, that's great. But I'm sure I had plenty of inaccuracies as well.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba's butt.
So since she was in all those Fantastic Four movies, or just one or two of them?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw one.
All two of them.
Oh, there were only two?
So far.
Wouldn't it make sense for there to be four of them and for them all to be fantastic? Oh, yeah. I called that guy Mr. Amazing. That was it. And he's the leader of the Fantastic Four. Yeah. Mr. Amazing. That's good. You might want to watch the first Simpsons of this season. I could only get through about 10 minutes of it, but the comic book store guy creates his own comic book.
Oh, yeah.
Of this superhero, like a normal guy who can take the... all he has to do is touch a comic, and he takes on the powers of whoever that comic is about. Oh. And he does an Elastic Man, and he does all the weird stuff. And he had the shades and everything. Why did he have shades?
Well, that was Plastic Man. I don't know.
What did I say? Elastic Man?
Yeah.
See, so it continues. That's good. Okay, you go away now.
Bob, go away.
So it's good. Bob sent a text this morning, make sure we were all on board with everything, and it's good. And the weather's fine.
Oh,
this is lovely.
Yeah.
This is lovely. So there's no reason for me to be miserable, yet I am.
Really?
Well, that's nice. Why? You know, why are you miserable?
Because he's a Jewish lady.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yes.
Because I'm Winona Ryder.
Really?
He's a Jewish lady.
You've got the lady's shoes on today.
I do. These are high heels. You know what are bad? High heel flip-flops. Not good. I don't like those.
Why are you miserable?
On ladies?
I don't know. You know, I need some time off work, I think.
Yeah?
Really?
I got some coming up with the holiday.
Yeah. Are you actually going to take that time off?
Yeah, I don't have a choice. We got an email last week or the week before that said we have to.
Well, there you go.
But I'm not even going to have time off because I'm getting dragged to Dallas, Texas for some godforsaken wedding.
There's a party town.
Yeah.
Weddings.
That's the way I feel. But I'm being nice.
You are.
Which means I'm only complaining about it while doing it.
Yeah.
That's me being nice.
Yeah.
That means he'll be lovely the whole trip.
Me not being nice would be not going.
Why don't you wear your new Silver Creek bat shirt to the wedding?
I might be able to do that.
I think so.
I'm going to wear it backwards, so then all the pictures, it reads, get good wood.
Everyone at Gold's Gym is going to see that on
good
a
job.
Regular basis.
Very nice.
Lots of sporting folks there.
Are you think people are going to ask you?
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
I'm going to wear it to a Diamondbacks game. And see if I can get the Diamondbacks interested in these Silver Creek bats. So is it Silver Creek, Ohio? Is that a place?
Uh-huh.
Not just a body of water, but a place?
Correct. That's
is that around Akron?
It's south. It's Amish country.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where is Amish country? Close to Pennsylvania?
No, it's kind of spread out. It's kind of, let me see. From Akron, it's kind of south. I believe just a titch west.
Titch.
Just a titch west.
Silver Stone's Creek. Throw?
Not too far. Rolling hills, two-lane roads, very, very attractive.
A lot of buggies.
Yeah, there are buggies there, actually.
Do they have the thing on the back?
The triangle? Yes.
Slow-moving vehicles?
Lots of buggies. There's some really, really good restaurants there.
Really?
Yeah. There's one up on the hill? You said there was hills.
There are hills.
I was taking a guess.
And it may well be on a hill.
It's mostly German fare?
Yeah. Yeah. Very well done.
Schnitzels?
Yeah, very well done.
10 different variation of schnitzels.
Is it Amish or Amish?
It's Amish.
It's Amish.
Yeah, okay. Say it right.
It's as good as you'll get anywhere.
It's also brown razors.
It is. And Porsche.
So since we're talking about Halloween, did you want to get into horror movies? You like horror movies, Robert?
I love horror movies.
Horror.
Oh, no, not so much.
H-O-R-R.
Yeah, no, not so much.
None?
No.
Really?
Yeah, give me one from back in your day. Rosemary's Baby.
Fuck.
I'm
not that fucking old. I was a tiny tot then.
Birth of a Nation.
Yeah, no. They were, you know, the original, what the Jamie Lee Curtis game.
Halloween.
That one, the original.
Yeah.
I was like, I was in high school when that came out.
John Carpenter.
It's, yeah. And then the.
Karen Carpenter.
The Friday, no, just
the,
John.
Friday the 13th series. That all started back
right.
then.
And they're resurrecting that, so uh-huh. to speak, huh? The mm-hmm. whole series.
Now, that was Freddy, right?
No, that was Jason. Freddy is Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare
Jason.
On Elm Street. That all Borges. Started back then, too.
Yes.
That was early 80s, I think, the
yeah.
first one.
Yeah.
I think the best, what would you say, the best Nightmare on Elm Street, I thought, was number two. I could not tell you about anything in the movie, though. I just remember thinking that was the best of the bunch.
I remember
three was ridiculous.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one.
They're remaking Freddy,
so
too,
good.
By the way.
Are they?
I heard Freddy, that they were though. Thinking of doing it, but they're going to delve more into Freddy, like how he may or may not have molested kids and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Remember how they why they
right.
killed him? Because
yeah.
they thought that he molested kids and he
well, he was supposed to be the bastard child of 100,000 maniacs or something.
Something like that. Yeah, because yeah, they raped his mother or something.
That's a lot of seed.
Yeah.
A lot of bad seed.
Hey, she's coming.
But the Halloween was the best.
The first one or the second one?
Both of them. I thought that was great. The third one wasn't even supposed to be a Halloween story.
No, it wasn't.
Poltergeist.
But that was good.
Would you consider that a horror?
You know, they didn't at the time, but that one of that and Gremlins was the
yeah,
ones that kind of
you know,
changed the whole rating scheme.
I kind of say, I got to say, yeah.
I thought Gremlins was fucking terrible. Did you like Gremlins?
I actually did. So.
Yeah, I didn't.
So you don't agree with me.
No, I don't.
Poltergeist was, wasn't.
You're attracted to that little girl, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, there had to be some kind of.
What's her name? Heather O'Rourke?
I don't know.
Heather
I just,
O'Rourke?
I know she's dead.
She died in the Twilight Zone movie, right?
Did she? Is that where she died?
I think so.
With Vic Morrow.
Is that who died? No,
yeah.
with Jan Michael Vincent.
He's still alive.
No, he's dead, isn't he?
No.
No he's
oh,
still
no,
alive.
John Eric Hexum.
I don't know who that is.
That was on a different show. He shot himself with a gun.
Oh, that's right.
That had blanks in it, and he
yeah.
was brain dead. A lot of that stuff happened. When
well,
I
the wadding with a blank, you still have wadding.
You do?
As far as I know, yeah.
So he was really dumb then.
Yes.
So you're saying, and Scott's saying Halloween.
That was the very first real horror movie I ever saw. So.
Really?
And I absolutely just loved it.
And that would have been what, like 79?
Yeah, it was early, yeah.
How about you? First horror movie you saw that you remember?
You know, I'm not a huge fan of the genre, so I don't.
But as a teenager.
But I don't know. Carrie.
Carrie was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, maybe, that I remember that I enjoyed.
Right. And is that because you liked when she menstruated in the shower at the beginning?
I love the nipple shot.
Nothing better than a young sissy Spacek naked.
Yeah.
Naked and menstruating.
And the mother screaming, first come the blood, then the boys.
Yeah. Sin pillows.
Yeah.
There's so many good. Wait, wait. And she's doing that, firing the knives across the room at her mother.
Yeah. That's good shit.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it really is.
And a Vinnie Barbarino.
Yeah.
John Travolta.
Was he in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the guy who asked her to the dance and
he
then
was
set her up.
Right.
And
there was some
very cruel.
Very cruel.
Very cruel.
There were some really, really hot girls in that movie, too.
Unshaved.
Probably.
And then at the end, the hand comes up. Now, was that Carrie's hand or Carrie's mother's hand?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was a pretty good movie. First horror movie I ever saw was Salem's Lot. Which I believe
was
made for TV. But I was, you know, 6 years old. It scared
didn't
the
have,
shit out of me.
Didn't that have David Soul in it?
Yes, it did. Kenneth
Really?
Hutch.
David Soul.
Yeah.
That arrogant
right
cocksucker.
Before he sang, what did he sing? Don't give up on me, baby.
Yeah.
Did he really do that one?
He
yeah.
really fucking
nice.
Did.
David Soul.
In the height of the Starsky and Hutch.
Multifaceted.
Yeah.
He that was one of my favorite shows.
He was still riding the Starsky and Hutch wave, and he thought, I'm going to be a multifaceted artist.
As were thick sweaters and blue Adidas. They're riding the Starsky and Hutch wave. So I liked that movie. As a kid, it scared the fuck out of me.
Actually had shoes just like this in blue.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I was,
his were canvas, though, weren't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought they were canvas. Starskys.
Oh, I don't know.
Detective David Starsky.
I just remember
and
Huggy Bear.
Kenneth Hutch.
I equate him
Antonio
to that.
Vargas. His son was a running back for Michigan and didn't play enough, so he transferred to USC. That's Justin Vargas, the guy that plays for the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe he got, that's Huggy Bear's son.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Justin Vargas.
I equate that dude to that redheaded cocksucker on CSI.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
The guy that puts the shades on. Oh, what the hell is his
the
name?
Poser,
oh,
dude.
The one on Miami.
Yeah.
Oh. David Caruso.
Yes.
Yeah.
You equate who to him?
What's the guy's name? We were just talking about the blonde guy.
David Soul?
David Soul.
Really?
Yeah. Equal garbage.
Well, you don't get any argument from me, but I think David Caruso is in a class by himself no talent.
Did you ever
he was in First Blood.
Did you ever see anyone?
Yes, he was.
Did you ever see this David Soul cat interviewed anywhere?
No.
You weren't exposed to everything that this fuckhead was
now
Jesus. What an arrogant.
Really like this guy, huh?
He's just an arrogant cock, man, and now he's, you know, old and disappeared. And
well, at least
never relevant.
He had the presence of mind to step back from the public.
Or did somebody just hit him with a shovel?
I remember the opening credits to Starsky and Hutch. I guess they had to be undercover or something like that. He was actually wearing sunglasses that were shaped like apples or something like that. Oh, my God. So
I think he was in the remake.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Like a cameo?
Yeah. Both him and who's that?
Paul Michael Glazer.
Yeah.
Who's now like a producer and cancer guy. Because his wife died
of
cancer.
Yeah, his wife. Yes. AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh, AIDS.
Yeah, it was AIDS.
Like early on.
Well, I was trying not to attach the stigma to it.
Well, there's no stigma.
To AIDS?
Yeah.
Come on.
What's the stigma?
What are you doing? Listening to Rush?
But to be honest, if you really think about it, I mean, it did affect society as a whole, but what segment of society did it inordinately affect?
Well,
it didn't break in much to heterosexual
drug
society.
Users. Do I win?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Your turn, Bob.
Rump Rangers.
Uh-huh. Well, and art, because, you know, for my money, it doesn't get much better than Philadelphia. So, but anyway, she had AIDS. How did she get AIDS? Poop shoot?
A transfusion, I
think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they weren't, and that.
Because they didn't test blood then.
Devastating.
Right. Well, somebody very close to me got Hep B the same way.
Yeah. Happens.
Yeah. Somebody named Mustin Poff. That would rhyme with me.
Oh, okay.
No. It's somebody I do know very well, and it's almost like having cancer because she has to go through chemo and stuff like that for because I guess it depletes your immune system and all other sorts of weird shit. Can you explain to us Hep B?
I'm not. No.
No?
Everybody's
going to
glaze over. Let's keep rolling.
People glazed over at fucking Jack Lord.
No.
You don't think so?
That was priceless shit.
So is that what we're, that's it then? We're done with the horror movies? I thought
I didn't
that,
think so. We
that
just
you'd want to run on about it forever.
I could have, but then we went on to David Soul, and I thought that was a horror movie by itself.
He's his own horror movie.
So
I got 24 drive-in cult classics for like $22.
Less than a dollar a piece.
Yeah.
DVDs?
There's
like
are all the movies on one DVD compressed?
No, it's multiple. It's like three DVDs in a box, so I have 9 DVDs.
Where'd you get this?
Amazon.
And what's in it?
What do you got?
Junk I've never even heard of.
Okay.
And most of them.
Why did you buy it then?
Yeah.
I love those old kitschy, campy.
Beach Blanket Bingo?
But no. This is like horror movies and horror movies that turn into be horror movies, you know?
Hooers.
But it's going to be great because it's like, you know, what Tarantino is trying to produce now.
Right.
These are the originals that were never intended to be.
Any blaxploitation in there?
Absolutely.
Blackula?
No, I don't have that one, no.
Coffee?
No.
We mentioned coffee on this show more. I got coffee on the brain. More than the coffee podcast we mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
So some blaxploitation too.
Yeah,
that's good.
You know, yeah, it's
Melvin Van Peebles.
I'll have to throw him your direction. I mean,
there's some good movies about him. There's a motion picture where he's played by his son, who I think also directed it, which was pretty good. But then there's a documentary, which is better, which is, I think it's called Blaxploitation or Black Cinema. It's really good. It's about the whole genre. Very good stuff.
Yeah. It, you know, when I watch it, I just love that stuff.
Really?
Any of those, they're horrible.
Have you watched any of these yet?
No, not out of this set. One is called, they're just horrible. And most I've never heard of. Some of them, they're only like 75 minutes.
Yeah.
A whole movie.
With opening and closing credits.
Probably.
And previews.
Can I get one title so I can actually look it up to understand what the hell you're talking about?
I'll bring them. And you're welcome to share. Seriously, if you like that crap. It's complete garbage.
But Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Is that one of them?
You know it very
Is that along the genre you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Swamp Thing?
Yeah. That kind of... what was one... Food of the Gods.
Oh, with chickens that grow real big.
Yeah, with the highly acclaimed actor Marjo Gortner.
Gortner.
Who
went on to a huge fish sticks fortune.
He had actually he made a handful of those movies back in the early 70s.
Forgotten all about that movie.
Marjo Gortner.
It's a great movie, too.
So they're great movies.
Plan 9 from Outer Space or no?
I don't know. There's so many. Yeah,
is that supposed to be the worst movie ever made?
I kind of bought them in this. They came.
Ed Wood.
Yep.
Now, see, that's classic stuff, man.
Ed Wood stuff, yeah. Did you ever see that movie?
Which?
Ed Wood.
Yes.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, what's his name? Vincent D'Onofrio does a great Orson Welles in that movie, actually. Pretty interesting. So you bought these things. When do you plan to watch any of them? Or do you just plan to possess them?
I'll watch a few, I'm sure. But mostly, when I just get in the mood for something like that, nothing else will work.
Will your wife watch them with you?
Absolutely not.
No?
No. So it'll have to be a late or early Sunday morning, late Saturday night sometime, whenever she's deep in the bag.
In the bag.
Yeah, and faded from consciousness. And then I'll just slip one of those in the old Beta VCR.
Your Laserdisc player?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Was $24, you said?
Yeah, it was... I had to buy, it was three separate purchases, but it totaled like $22 for 24 movies.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, how do you go wrong with that, right? I'm going to get lots of enjoyment out of a few of those.
And that's all that
movies.
Matters, as long as you get enjoyment.
Yeah. And there's some that I'm sure that just aren't watchable.
Scott over there got piece one of the Batman family while we're talking about compilations.
Piece one.
How many pieces compose the thing? Three, or four?
Three pieces.
This big, what would you call that? A diorama?
I guess so. I don't know. It's the newest thing. It's a way to make money. So
it's everybody that has to do with Batman, but they sell it in pieces and then you put it together.
Like a resin statue.
Yes.
But it's huge.
More dolls.
No dolls.
More dolls.
There are no dolls. Or statues.
Every time I go to his house, I look at the same curio cabinet and ask the same curio questions.
Except this time he was oogling the Flash's ass. So
that was Flash, that. Jesus, man.
He liked his ass.
That's campy.
He wanted to get up in it.
He was on top of Gorilla Grodd.
Which is impressive because he's never remembered that name until now.
See, I won't forget it now, though.
Gorilla Grodd.
He's on top of him. He's just killed him because I guess he's just run around and made him really tired.
Yes.
And he had a heart attack. Gorilla Grodd had a heart attack.
We'll go with
that. Is he humping him?
No,
he's standing on him like a conquest.
Oh, yeah.
But the guy who designed the statue definitely has a healthy appreciation of the male form, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Gluteus medius and gluteus maximus.
Well, you look at these things and it's like, it's so, they are very, because they wear tights and they're all, and they don't have a a bit of fat on them, and these guys are designing these things, and it's by boy,
giant yeah. cocks hanging off of them.
No, that's something they don't have.
No, really?
No. No, I think he was getting a little wood though from it.
Really,
I was getting some Ed Wood actually.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah.
So am I going to start to see a collection of dolls in this house?
Well, you could. Aside from my wife's, you mean?
With giant, giant male asses.
I wonder if my Loth would come out and explain to us Elizabeth.
Look at the glutes on that one. Does Elizabeth have great glutes?
No, Elizabeth is a doll that my wife has had since she was a baby, and Elizabeth has a diaper.
Really?
Yes. And I didn't realize that such a thing existed under my roof.
A doll in a diaper.
Right. And I think either the puppy took it out or said, because it has its own bassinet and stuff like that. The puppy took it out and I was like.
The doll does.
And I was like, what is that? And of course, the Loth was in the process of collecting all the accoutrements. And she's like, it's her diaper. And she was very short with me. And then I asked questions because I didn't realize that this existed. And she wouldn't answer any questions. She was taking no questions at the time. And then a few days later, I remembered it. And she was laying on the couch where you are right now. And nothing else was happening. And I went up to her and I said, is now a good time to talk about Elizabeth? And she refused.
Yeah.
So she has a diaper. Is it considered a diaper or a pull-up?
Well, it depends on her age.
Not a diaper. Was
how old is Elizabeth?
How old is she? It's a training pant. How old is she in doll years? Two. She's 2 years old.
Yeah.
But anatomically correct, which is good.
Really?
Yes.
Can you get a finger in?
Wow. Okay. Wow. This conversation just turned.
You know,
let's go back to horror movies. What about the
party?
Exorcist?
At the party when I was outside barbecuing, he was out there and we were talking.
About this?
No, worse. That's why I'm bringing it up. Jesus. We were talking about the color of a sheep's labia. Because I don't know why, but he was saying, looks very much like a woman's, except it's gray.
It's fucking gray. Yeah. Yeah.
You know this?
Yeah. Well, haven't you ever been to the fair, for fuck's sake?
No, I have not, actually. And not in that way.
That's not, and he's not talking about the state fair. It's a club.
Yeah. The downtown club.
The bestiality club.
Yeah, the zoo fair.
Members only.
Wow.
And what you do is you wear the jacket and they let you in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
you gotta have knee-high rubber boots on, though.
You do, because you put their back legs
put
in the
boots
so they can't get away.
So they
and
can't
you're supposed
run
to
away.
Put them up against a cliff so they back up.
Now that I have heard that. I did hear that.
That's what the Greeks told me when I was growing up.
The Greeks.
The Greeks in my neighborhood.
Yeah, a bunch of sheep fuckers, were they?
Apparently.
Oh, good for
that's
them.
At least that's the derisive term we would levy at them.
That's what the fellas in Wyoming would do.
Oh, really? And you have a buddy that lives there now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
hopefully
what I wanted to do was universally, you both like music, correct?
No.
Yeah, you do. You're a huge Yngwie Malmsteen fan, you were saying earlier.
Yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah.
And Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
You like Bob Dylan?
Lyrically.
Yeah.
How do you know? I can't understand a single lyric he's ever sung.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it's
true. Lyrically,
name a lyric.
It's good stuff.
Give me a lyric.
How many roads must a man walk down?
How many roads must a man walk down?
That's more logical.
Yeah.
I know, but you can make that out. It's terrible, but you can make it out.
It is terrible.
Okay, so what I did was I put brackets together for both of you with music, with bands.
Okay. Are they actually full brackets this time, or will you be sliding in between?
Oh, you
no,
it's actually written down. Yeah.
Whoa, look at this.
He's not trying to bracket something from his head.
Can we get you a clipboard?
I'm going to have to ask the Loth to hand me something I can write on, though. She's coming. So, anyways, Gorilla Grodd.
Yeah. What happened to the horror movies? We just shifted away from
Well,
the...
Bob seems to have little interest, and you have little interest, and I wish you guys would cooperate. Because you're not interested in cars. He's not interested in... Thank you very much. Your credit to your... Yeah, I do. I have one. Thank
the Batmobile is a car. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, you could talk about the Batmobile... You could talk about Herbie the Love Bug.
Jo- George Barris.
Who's that?
Designer and builder of the original Batmobile.
That's there great. That's just great. Did you know that?
I did not.
That's great. A name like that to come out of nowhere. George Barris.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed you know that.
Well, he has to do with cars. Actually designed a lot of hot rods back in the day, in the 50s, 60s. The Munster Mobile and all those from that show. Yeah. Grandpa's coffin car. And then multiple others.
Yeah, I assume this gentleman's dead now?
He is not.
Oh.
He is elderly for sure, but he's not. He started.
Did he get a lot of money for this? Or
Money
for what it was worth then?
Yeah, I don't think those guys were. I think it was more of an honor to participate back in the day than it was a monetary thing. And you know
lucky for the producers, they didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, but not exactly. Not much. I mean, the guy's okay, but he's certainly not
rich.
Movie star wealthy.
So and this is the one that was on the Adam West live action, or
I'm assuming so. Yes,
the Batmobile,
the original one, the original Batmobile made from a Pontiac or something.
Yeah, that would have been.
But it was the one that was on the Adam West live action
on the TV show.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the 60s.
Yeah. That was the original, right?
Okay,
yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, it was the original. Well, there was black and white before
Monkey's Mobile, too. He did that.
Really?
Did he do the Partridge Family?
The bus? No.
Oh, okay.
What kind of a bus did they have? A converted school bus?
I don't know if there was
much
conversion.
Which then they sold
to
the website Bang Bus later on, I think.
Really? That'd be good. I think that was just a paint job, a silly paint job.
What about a live-action Mystery Machine?
Now, that would probably be cool,
They do
right?
have a live-action mystery.
I would think
mystery.
They do?
Yeah, they have a Scooby-Doo.
Really?
From the movie?
Yeah, live-action.
Or was that CGI?
The Mystery Machine?
Yeah.
It was a van.
Yeah, but in the...
you have to CGI it?
Because it was kind of cool, and I don't know that you would... There's probably not too many of those vans lying around.
No.
I don't know. I'm sure you can figure one out.
What was that, like an old Ford or something?
I think so, yeah. And it was old, early 60s, where you sat on the front axle.
Right. Very cool looking.
Really good rake.
That'd be cool looking.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do the brackets for bands. Keeping in mind that I started with like bands that I know, like heavy metal bands, and then some crossover bands that, while they're not heavy metal or hard rock, they're popular. So are you ready?
I don't know.
Okay. And they're both the same bracket. I just want to see where things flush out.
Okay.
So we'll go with Scott. Pink Floyd or the Eagles? It's not that hard.
Are you doing this or am I doing this?
Apparently neither one of us is doing it.
It is harder than you think, so.
Maybe, immediately.
You going to go Pink Floyd? Would that
I
be
would,
where you
yeah.
see? But I think I know more of the Eagles songs than I know
but
Pink
But that's
Floyd.
The thing is I yeah. fucking hate the Eagles.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Oh. Well, it's not wholly your fault.
I'll go Pink Floyd.
All right. Now you're making sense. Robert.
Same
yes,
two? Oh,
same
Pink
two.
Floyd.
Okay. Thank you. Robert, Prince or The Clash?
The Clash.
Oh, that was a tough one, man.
That was fucking ridiculous.
Some people really like Prince.
Uh-huh.
You.
I'll go Prince.
See?
Really?
Prints. Aerosmith or AC/DC to Scott?
Ah, crap. I hated AC/DC in concert. I'll go Aerosmith.
Robert.
I got to say Aerosmith.
Robert.
Can I expand or no?
Absolutely. That's what this is all about.
I like AC/DC a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they have the same, like, three songs that play the same three chords and
right.
they all go just... I like AC, but just their lack of...
range, creativity.
Yeah. I had to give it... And back, man, back in the 70s, Aerosmith with Dream On and some of that was
right.
unique, new, good.
Right.
So there you go.
My major issue with AC/DC is they've been going now for probably close to 40 years.
Yeah.
And but my problem is they don't really have, I guess their signature album would be Back in Black.
Right.
Because it's got the most hits on it. But most of their albums are just so much one or two hits and then nothing as far as B-sides go or right. deep cuts.
Right.
That was my major problem with them because for those about to rock, we salute you. There's some great songs on that album, but there's also a lot of shit on that album.
Right. Bill.
Yeah.
My thing was is I saw AC/DC in concert and it was probably the worst concert I've ever seen.
You know, I saw Aerosmith in concert and it was the worst mixed mess I've ever heard.
And who were they with?
I don't even remember.
And was it here or was it in
was,
Ohio?
It was here.
Cricket?
Yeah. And they have a really, really nice system, a nice PA.
But it sounded like crap.
They were, everything was so overdriven
right.
that you couldn't pick the lyrics from the guitar. It was just a mess.
I can't stand that too.
It was just all overdriven. It was awful.
How about you? Where was AC/DC at? U.S. Airways?
No. This was in Colorado. It was like McNichols Arena.
Okay.
It was still around. So it was a long time ago, but it just like every song ended the same and they went to black. And I swear it was almost like they were trying to figure out what song they were going to sing next.
And was Angus Young wearing the schoolboy outfit?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a 60-year-old man wearing
that
outfit.
I would actually expect that from them, that they just kind of plug away one at a time.
Right.
And
yeah, but I like bands that have a little bit of continuity to it, a little bit of theatrics, I guess. Something that
well,
keeps
sure.
you going. Something other than buying a CD that I could have heard on a CD.
Right.
Dream CD Theater.
I love them.
Yeah. I don't know anything
but
about
Marilyn
tell you,
Manson.
Yeah, I would see Marilyn Manson in a heartbeat.
Marilyn Manson.
Have, so. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a great show.
See?
More than you would expect. Really, really
I look
theatrical.
At him and like Rob Zombie. Oh, I think yeah. The music is one piece, but I think their stage shows bring
right.
them into a whole nother level of,
right.
of
well,
enjoyment.
That's right.
So
when you're spending extra cash for some VIP tickets out there, you expect
a good show
to be entertained.
True.
You know, and I'll tell you, there's so many bands nowadays that are just so standstillish.
Yeah.
And the guitarist can't do anything but look out at the crowd or at his strings because he can't do anything other than that. You know, and it's all these cookie cutter crap that they put
on. Who are you throwing overboard? Who are we talking about here? Give us some examples.
You know, I think it's any of those newer bands.
Yngwie Malmsteen?
No, I saw him at concert. He's actually all right. I didn't think the rest of his band was all that great, but he was all right. You know, but he also is, you know, it's a kind of a one thing where it's a guitarist leading the whole thing. And, you know, after a while, that just gets monotonous. You know, I love Dream Theater, but I'm going to tell you, I was not enthralled with their stage show because they stand still. They're very much
right.
in their songs. And then their songs are so long that it gets to be the same thing over and over again. And it's boring after a while, you know.
I agree.
So.
I like the black guy at Trans-Siberian that reads. What's what? You looked like you wanted to say something.
Oh, I was just, you know, I love
that guy. Fucking annoyed me.
I could tell.
Santana, Carlos Santana.
Yeah,
we saw him in the band here. It's only been a couple of years now, I guess.
Right.
Excellent music.
It was last year, I think.
Maybe it was last year. It was excellent music, but again, a real yawner, man.
Did you salsa with your wife at that concert?
Yeah,
yes or no?
No. She was pissed because he came out and started bashing George Bush.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she got immediately pissed. And
yeah, I could see that.
Sat there and scowled.
And then you left her there.
Yeah. So now you saw Godsmack, right?
Yes.
And what did you think of that show?
It was excellent.
We're going to have a bit of a
excellent.
Debate here.
And I saw him at the Dodge Theater.
So did I.
With the lasers and the...
Yeah, I didn't think they put too bad a show, but I think it was another one. They don't move a lot, so.
Oh, they had the two drum sets come in.
Oh, that is right, because Sully got behind one of the drum sets.
Yeah, they were banging
that.
Away,
okay.
Man.
Sully Sullenberger, the pilot?
Yeah.
Yes.
U.S. Airways pilot?
Yeah, he
Who's
may
Sully?
Look all.
He's the dude
Godsmack.
That's like 5'3", and he's got the big, deep, boom,
yeah.
booming voice.
He's
the
he's
lead.
A singer?
He's the front man, yeah.
Okay, I'm getting back to the brackets
because
I've totally lost interest with the mention of Godsmack.
Okay.
Robert.
Okay.
Judas Priest or Fleetwood Mac?
Judas Priest.
Judas Priest.
You guys want me to follow this? I've got to fucking notate.
Okay, please ask me the question then.
Prince or The Clash? Okay, Scott, Queen or The Police?
I'll go with Queen.
Robert.
Yeah.
You guys are homogeneous. Robert, Deep Purple or The Boss?
Oh, I'm a Springsteen fan.
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't even wait for you to answer. What do you think?
Deep Purple.
Really?
I can't stand Bruce Springsteen. Sorry.
That doesn't affect me. I don't give a fuck.
38 Special or The Doors? It was getting bad. Most of these I try to think of off the top of my head. Are you on call this week?
No.
Next 38 week. Special
well,
or
somebody's
The
calling
Doors?
Him now. Did you want to go ahead and take that? Take it live on the air.
Don't.
And put it on speakerphone.
38 Special or The Doors? What the fuck?
You know what? I didn't care for either one of them, so what the hell?
You got to pick. You can eliminate them
I'll
later.
Take, yeah, I will. Probably instantly. I'll take The Doors.
Hold on loosely. 38 Special.
Really? Yeah. Not a Doors guy.
No.
What was the other big hit they had?
I don't know.
Okay, so Scott took The Doors.
You're not keeping up?
No, I wrote it on the wrong one.
You have two fucking papers there. Only you have to main. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I need a note taker. Bob.
Oh, yes. She's sitting in
Ozzy
the kitchen.
Or Maiden?
Ooh.
Maiden. Iron Maiden.
I'm on Scott's again.
You said Ozzy.
For watchers of the video,
Ozzy,
I just shook my
Ozzy off. Solo, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went Maiden.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Maiden Japan. Scott.
Maiden.
Good, because I already crossed out Ozzy, okay. Thinking it was Bob's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let me know if you crossed out, and we'll see if it matches.
Scott.
You're on mine?
Metallica or U2?
Metallica. In a heartbeat. Except I did hear that they put on a hell of a show here the last.
Who, you two?
Yeah, I think it was last week or something.
I hear Bono wears shades.
All the time.
Bob.
He does wear shades.
Because his future's so bright.
Yeah, you two.
Bob goes you
two. You two?
YouTube. Bob chooses YouTube because it has a lot of different artists.
Yeah.
Bob.
Porn tube.
Nirvana or Black Sabbath?
I got to say Black Sabbath.
Oh, God.
Can't believe that would take longer than a nanosecond. Scott?
Bob, you want to take that live on the air?
Is it important? Scott?
Is he going to press the answer button?
He did. Black Sabbath or Nirvana?
Is it Black Sabbath with Ozzy or is it Black Sabbath with
just
James Dio?
The
or?
Fucking thing.
Oh, God. I guess I'll go Black Sabbath only because Nirvana was the decaying of the metal scene. It's my turn again.
I know it is. Led Zeppelin?
We need the mic.
Led Zeppelin or Jimi Hendrix?
Oh, crap. I'll take Led Zeppelin. He really could have taken this live on the air.
All right. You got your...
you
was that important?
Yeah,
that was so fucking...
Was that a laundry question?
That was so fucking not important.
Was it a laundry question?
No.
And they
was it your daughter?
Point. Yes. I get no laundry questions. I do the fucking laundry.
I heard something that you said your mother's cleaning it.
Yeah.
No,
mom,
said,
she's
cleaning.
Doing... You know, she
quote,
wants to come over... Her, and I'm like, well, why would you, I can't understand why she would call. To,
I thought your daughter lived at home.
Yeah, well, she does.
So
she's out.
Can't she tell
oh,
who's
she's
doing
like,
the
yeah, and she was, well, I need to come, we need to come over. So she's bringing her boyfriend, I guess. And
okay.
That's, I don't know what the deal is. So whatever.
Does she run the whole upstairs of your house now?
Who?
Your daughter.
Nah.
Does she have like a sitting room up there and a sewing room and her
well,
bedroom?
We have the game room with the computer.
And your drums.
And the drums and the, yeah. And
you have a drum set?
I do.
Wow.
Are He's got good? The monkey drum kit
you,
from South Park.
Are you good?
That's a, that, no.
Very subjective.
So, that is so subjective.
Just,
yeah.
Justin can't come over and you guys can't jam some afternoon?
Neil, I think he probably plays the drums more than I play guitar now.
That's probably true. Neil Peart is good.
So can you do ZZ Top?
Oh, yeah.
What is ZZ Top?
It's probably
Frank,
the most generic.
Frank Beard.
Ever.
Anybody can do it. Yeah, it's
anybody
all. Every,
can do
everything's,
Frank Beard?
Everything's 4-4. Yeah. Every, yeah.
4-4. Yeah, four
I had a friend that had a drum set, and all of a sudden he was playing ZZ Top, which then led me to believe that ZZ Top drum beat is worthless.
Well, it's not
We
worth.
Won't
it's,
find ZZ Top on this list.
Oh, because okay. I was so going to choose them.
Okay, are we back to me now?
Yeah.
Yes, Led Zeppelin or Jimi Hendrix?
Come on, man.
Zeppelin.
Do you need a lifeline? Do you need to call somebody?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a groundbreaking dude, man.
Frank Beard?
No. Yeah, yeah.
The only guy without a beard?
The only guy without a beard, yeah.
Okay, we've got, we're back on. The Who or Kiss to Bob?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, The Who.
Yes. You have my sheet correct?
Yes.
Don't look at me with your despondent eyes.
That's a Connie Francis song. she's not on here. Scott, Elvis Presley or The Beatles?
The Beatles. Oh. Yeah.
Robert.
Yes.
Yes. It's not a yes or no question. Yes.
Yeah, well, it's. There's
the Beatles.
Absolutely.
You don't like the redneck, the hillbilly?
No. Bob. No, you know, I never got it, man.
Me neither.
Never got it.
Even the gyrating?
None of it. I never, and any of the
and
lyrically.
People who see the video will love the gyrating. Yeah.
Musically, lyrically, the dude standing there strumming whenever there was a picking thing going on. I mean, the cat never played guitar. I just never got the whole facade thing. It was shit.
Made the chicks go wild.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Bob, Pearl Jam or Soundgarden?
Ooh. Soundgarden.
Okay, Scott?
Pearl Jam.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a strike against you.
Whatever.
Alice in Chains. Strike against the Loath. Please take her when you leave. Alice in Chains versus The Crew.
Motley Crue?
Yes. No, The Cutting Crew.
Well, I
just
know.
Died
just
in your arms
crew.
Tonight. Yeah. It's the only song I know from them.
Damn you.
1987.
That's not even a fair matchup.
It's not even close is what it is.
And so you would go with Alice in Chains,
yes.
Of course. Yes. So. See, but Alice in Chains.
I'm penciling you in okay. for Alice in
Chains.
Well,
you pencil me in for what do you want?
For
yeah,
Arnell
Panetta. I guess I'll go Alice in Chains. It's not as easy as you think, though.
It is that
I
easy.
I love The Crew.
I know, but they're just, ugh.
Vince Neil's a fucking punk.
Okay, what do you got?
Alice in Chains.
That would be funny. He falls in a, Vince Neil's a punk. Motley Crue.
Girls, girls, girls.
I like their early stuff. Live Wire is a great song. It's basically a punk song. Mm-hmm. And then the Shout at the Devil album, but then
Dr.
Smoking
Beale,
in the yeah. Boys Room and all that stuff.
That wasn't.
A theater of pain, give us home sweet home.
Man. Oh, yeah. Bob, Rush or Tull? Jethro Tull.
Rush. Jeez. And, man, for a lot of reasons.
Scott.
Well, Jethro Tull did win the first ever Heavy Metal Grammy Award.
I know,
so
over
we'll
Metallica,
go, yeah,
right?
We'll go Rush.
All right.
Joke.
Well, Tull's pretty good, I think.
No, they have one hit.
Yeah.
Aqualung,
I like
period.
Jethro Tull.
Oh, yeah.
I like period. Rush better, I would
yes.
say. But
that's because you're Canadian.
Sitting
backup.
On a park bench.
That's Tull, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Snot is running down his nose.
You have to ask.
Eyeing little girls with bad yeah. intent.
That's Aqualung,
stick
right?
Stick with yeah. your Canadian roots. And
okay.
Let's move on.
All right. We're starting with Scott again. Pink Floyd or Aerosmith?
So we've done all the first round?
Yes, we did. There were 32.
Right.
16 matchups.
Right. Yeah, I guess I'll go Pink Floyd at this point in time then.
Yes. Pink Floyd,
thank
for
you.
Sure.
Okay, Scott, Mr. Amazing or The Thing? I'm on Bob. Bob, Clash or Priest? Really?
I really want the segment that says I'm on Bob clipped and reran.
What's that?
You just said I'm on Bob.
Yeah.
I would like that.
What do you got? Prince or Judas Priest?
What?
He said he said Clash.
Right. So I get Prince and Judas Priest?
Yeah.
Oh, because I picked different.
Right.
I'm bigger than you.
And I'm the dumb guy for this one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What do you got?
Judas Priest.
Okay, Scott, we've got Queen versus The Doors.
Queen.
It is Robert, isn't it? We've got, he didn't even react at all. Okay, Queen versus 38 Special.
Jeez. Queen.
Bob, the boss versus Maiden. The boss. Let's see.
Can we get that recorded by his voice?
Deep Purple versus Iron Maiden.
Maiden.
Okay. Metallica versus Zeppelin.
Metallica.
Metallica versus Zeppelin. Or no, U2 versus Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Let me see where this is going. Bob, Black Sabbath versus The Who. The Whodunits.
Sabbath.
What happened to your arm?
That was a pinch accident yesterday.
Working out or somebody pinched you?
No, we were moving my daughter's boyfriend into his house.
Oh, did he buy a house or he's renting?
Bought a house.
Oh, he's living high on the hog.
You should see the house.
Nice.
It was he got it on a short sale. Fucking beautiful.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
I thought you were going to say it's piss stained or
something.
No,
it's very, very.
Where is it? Glendale?
Vestantia, way out there.
Off of 10?
No. That's Verado.
Okay.
Vestantia is way north. It's like Happy.
Off of Grand?
Happy Valley. And as far as Happy Valley goes out to the west, like Happy Valley into 303. It's out there. It's like just south of Lake Pleasant.
Wow, that's way out there.
It's way out there. Very, very nice neighborhood. Big master plan to thing.
Okay. We are on Bob, I think. You said you wanted Sabbath over The Who?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we already did that. Okay, so we're on Scott. Do you want Black Sabbath or Kiss?
Kiss.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Scott, Beatles or Alice in Chains?
Alice in Chains.
Bob, Beatles or Alice in Chains?
Alice in Chains.
Sure, the Beatles are really happy to know they lost out to somebody from the grunge movement.
Yeah, that's okay.
Bob, Soundgarden or Rush?
Ooh.
You want a Jesus Christ pose? You want a little Tom Sawyer, mean guy?
How about Rush for the musicianship?
Okay.
Geddy Lee.
Bob, Soundgarden or Rush Limbaugh? Go ahead. Scott, you've got Pearl Jam or Rush?
I guess I'll go Pearl Jam.
That's what I figured. Scott is down to Pink Floyd or Queen?
I'll go Queen.
He's a big Queen fan. I can't believe we were surprised when Freddie Mercury came out of the closet.
Who was surprised?
I was. I was a kid. Bob, we've got, let's see, Queen versus Floyd for you as well.
I'm going to do Floyd.
I would like that repeated over and over again.
I love it. I love everything about it. Which one's Pink? That's in the movie, right? The Wall? The record executive? Did you never see The Wall?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
That I find very hard to believe, especially because of what the impression I have of you at the time that movie came out. Yes. Well, actually, acid more than anything, I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know if you took acid, but I figure. Okay, Bob, you've got The Boss or The Clash. We'll scratch off The Clash, correct? All right. Bob's working, you know, he came from a blue-collar town.
Yeah, I got one.
Well, I don't know, man. It just, yeah. I can explain it, I suppose, but
I came from blue-collar, too, so we're okay.
Not really.
Really?
You're a suburban kid.
Please.
You got Priest or Maiden?
Maiden.
Okay, you've got, let's see, Metallica or AIC? Little Alice in Chains.
I'll go with Metallica.
All right. Robert, you've got Led Zeppelin versus Alice in Chains.
Zeppelin.
Okay, Robert's got Rush versus Black Sabbath.
Rush.
Wow.
Bit of an upset. Scott, we've got, let's see. Pearl Jam versus Kiss.
Yes.
Didn't even need to get it out.
Was Kiss a real band?
Yeah, they were.
Scott's down to the semifinals. We've got Queen or Metallica?
I guess I'll go Metallica.
Queen bites the dust.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Queen bites the pillow.
Robert, French, Led Zeppelin, or Pink Floyd?
Ooh. Where are you going to go?
Why are you ooing? You got rid of both of them.
No, I know, but
I think I had equal good times with
for both.
That's a good matchup.
That's a good matchup. I'm gonna say Zeppelin.
Is it money or is it cashmere?
Let's see. That's what I'd have to go
cashmere.
Cashmere. Yeah.
All right, Bob. We've got Rush or The Boss. He gave me just barely a nod. Scott, we've got, let's see, Kiss versus Maiden.
Yes.
Okay. Kiss versus Metallica.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Greatest ever. Is this because you're trying to set up the... a discussion about the concert next month?
You know, once you know he has a curio full of action figures, I can understand why.
So, I grew up on Kiss. I was part of the original Kiss Army, man.
Were you a corporal or were you a rear admiral? Led Zeppelin against The Boss for Bob.
I gotta go with
The Boss.
Dancing in the Dark.
With The Boss?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's not so much Dancing in the Dark, is it? I thought that was kind of a sellout.
Born in the USA
album?
Yeah,
that whole album. Because
he brought Courtney Cox on stage.
That whole album, I thought, was, it's catchy, but it's really popping.
That's when he really hit, though.
Well, yeah, but he dropped, you know, lyrically, he really trimmed. I mean, look at Rosalita and then everything.
So you're going with The Boss.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Boss song?
Oh, man, I've got a bunch.
Just one.
Can you pick one?
I'm on fire? Yeah, that's actually my favorite. I like
Running Free? What's that one? It's not Running Free. What is it?
Born to Run?
Born to Run.
That's good. That came out. I was in junior high when that first came out.
See how contextual this stuff is?
Yeah. And when that came out, it was like, this fucking
guy. I don't even
know
what contextual means.
Well, it's because you loved Kiss in your formative years.
Yeah.
He loved The Boss in his formative years.
I understand it.
And every time, you know, for years, he would come out with these albums like every 3 years, and I would dissect them for 3 years, and then the new one would come out, and I'd dissect that.
So you wouldn't get tired of them?
Never. And I still haven't.
Yeah.
I still haven't.
But you'll go through phases where you want to. You'll listen to them a lot, and then you won't listen to them for a long time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 See, stuff like The Doors, I really liked at one point in time. It was my favorite band.
Yeah.
No staying power.
Right.
You know, it's fine. I can recognize it as decent music,
right.
and it was influential for the time.
Absolutely.
But I'm fine if I never listen to another Doors song.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
I really do like Alabama Song, though. Sounds like The Circus.
Well,
and the end, and there's some really good songs, but
yeah, I like I think that's a great song,
but I really don't need to hear it ever again.
Okay,
that's right. I'm right with you there, and I think
yeah, I'm with you. We don't need to hear it ever again.
But now,
so when you
so
when
let's
you
turn
at,
the
when you looked at this bracket, where did you land out? I'm curious.
I didn't even do it.
Really, I would have supposed that
I'll do it really fast.
Okay.
Pink Floyd and the Eagles, Pink Floyd, Aerosmith and AC/DC, AC/DC.
So that's where you're wrong already.
Queen versus the Police, I'll take the Police.
Again.
Doors versus 38 Special, I'll take the Doors. Metallica versus U2, I'll take Metallica. Led Zeppelin versus Jimi Hendrix. I feel about both of them exactly the way I feel about the Doors, but I guess I'll take Led Zeppelin.
The Beatles, for sure. Alice in Chains over Motley Crue. Prince versus The Clash. The Clash. Judas Priest versus Fleetwood Mac. I'll take Fleetwood Mac. Deep Purple versus Bruce Springsteen. I don't really know very much about either one of them, but I guess I would take Deep Purple. Ozzy really? Versus Maiden. I'll take Ozzy. Black Sabbath versus Nirvana. I'll take Black Sabbath. I'll take The Who over The Kiss. I'll take Soundgarden over Pearl Jam. I'll take Rush over Jethro Tull. I'll take Pink Floyd over AC/DC. I'll take The Police over The Doors. I'll take Metallica over Led Zeppelin. I'll take The Beatles over Alice in Chains. I'll take The Clash over Fleetwood Mac. I'll take Ozzy over Deep Purple. I'll take Black Sabbath pretty much over anybody. Although that's a tough one, Black Sabbath and The Who. I still have to go with Black Sabbath. Soundgarden over Rush. Then we've got, what, Pink Floyd over The Police. I'm going to take The Police on that in an upset.
I got to tell you, lyrically, there were a lot of good lyrics that came from The Police, I think.
Would you say take The Police over who?
I took The Police over Pink Floyd. Metallica over, I'll take The Beatles over Metallica. And, I mean, it's basically going to end up Black Sabbath and somebody probably. Even though Black Sabbath is very similar, like, I don't really need to listen to them much anymore. They were a great band and they were unbelievably influential.
Well, which one of them was the great band to you? Was it
the first iteration?
Okay.
But I mean, even with Dio, they were a good band.
Have you listened to Heaven and Hell?
I'm sure I have. Is that with Dio?
Yeah, the newer version of Black Sabbath right now.
Oh, no.
They're actually, I've heard a couple of clips. I've actually contemplated buying that CD, but I just haven't done it, so.
Black Sabbath there, Clash over Ozzy, and then it would be Black Sabbath versus The Clash, and I guess I would take Black Sabbath.
Well, there you go.
And you managed to avoid all the 80s hair bands.
Except for one. I didn't understand your selection of...
The Crew?
Yeah, you just kind of tossed them in like they were just like...
Well, they've been around a long time. A lot of people really like them. I mean, I would think you would ask me more, because most of those bands are at least some sort of metal. Whereas, how does Prince fit into this? Or how does Fleetwood Mac fit in?
Well, those 38 Special, I didn't understand that either.
I put them in Southern Rock.
So
38 Special, are they considered Southern Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Absolutely.
Like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Right.
Well, definitely
stuff
Lynyrd
like that.
Skynyrd.
Molly Hatchet.
So, I mean, you really there was a good mix in there.
I tried.
A lot of grunge.
Well, yeah, because there again, now we talk about my impressionable years is when grunge pretty much changed everything.
When Nirvana decayed the music scene?
I would argue they didn't. I was never a huge Nirvana fan, though. It was always Soundgarden or Pearl Jam.
I went right to Alice in Chains. I just thought they were awesome.
They were very awesome. I don't know that you actually need an extra modifier for awesome.
Extra awesome?
Yeah. Well, very. But, yeah, you know, because I was, what, 17 or 18? And I was so disillusioned with all that hair stuff. Because as a kid, I liked heavy metal. I mean, the first band I said that I liked, that I remember liking, was Kiss. I had a little Gene Simmons doll, and I thought it was great that he spit blood and fire. And I had a poster where he had blood running down his chin. And I thought, this is awesome. And I even watched Kiss and the Psycho Circus or whatever, that movie, that terrible movie.
Well, Kiss Meets the Phantom?
Yeah, Kiss Meets the Phantom, where most of them weren't even...
Right.
They were in, like, the first couple scenes, and then they were like, we're not doing this fucking movie. And they put in, dubbed in somebody else's voices.
Mm-hmm.
And, because I really, the whole theatrical thing, but...
See, and that's where my whole thing is. Kiss Alive 2 was my very first album, LP at the time. And, you know, then my mom bought that for me, and then she would complain about the music I listened to. So I thought, you need to make a choice. You could have bought me Garth Brooks at that point or whoever was, and we could have gone a different way. But
it would be odd to have the album of an 18-year-old Garth Brooks at the time.
Yeah, I know. But
I know.
Whoever was around in that general.
Conway Twitty.
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's where I gravitated towards. And
Why do they show Conway Twitty on Family Guy?
I don't know.
I don't know the reference.
You've never seen that?
Yeah, but I don't know why.
Okay, because they cut to a live action footage of Conway Twitty playing in one of their episodes.
Oh, okay.
It's very random.
And it's the reference is only known to them.
Are you a fan of the Cleveland show? I hear it's terrible.
It's not terrible.
You like it?
It's all right. I mean, it's, I don't
Never
know.
Never seen it.
Me neither.
I watch football on Sunday evenings. So.
Do you?
I don't.
Yeah, if you're watching Cleveland show, I can guarantee you're not.
So that's on Sundays, too. So is it the two straight hours of cartoons?
Yeah, yes. It's, what do they call it, animation domination?
Yeah, something like
that. Is American Dad still on, or that's off?
Yes.
That's off.
So it's Simpsons, Family Guy, Cleveland, and American Dad?
Yes.
So
yes.
Cleveland basically replaced King of the Hill?
Yes.
Is Cleveland on after Simpsons?
Yes.
Or is
I don't know.
American
Simpsons
Dad?
Is still first.
Simpsons, then?
Cleveland, I believe.
Okay.
And then?
Cleveland. Is he still, does he own a deli still?
Still.
Because I hear he's got it. Well, he owned a deli on Family Guy.
I don't think he works here.
You know, it's a spinoff, right?
I do now.
Cleveland Brown.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Really?
That's funny.
Is it the owner of the team?
He lives in Virginia now.
Not in Quahog anymore.
So we have a guy named Cleveland Brown living in Virginia.
Yeah. Married his, hooked up with his old high school.
And what's the thing with him always falling out of the bathtub whenever the house gets ruined?
Yeah, I don't know. That's funny.
What's the... okay, so we've covered Cleveland. It would be funny if his last name was Steamer. Come on. No? Some arena football team or something out of Cleveland needs to have the nickname Steamers. Just like some team out of Oklahoma City needs to be the Bombers.
Oh, I'm sure there's...
Out of where?
A softball team.
Oklahoma City.
Somewhere nice. In Cleveland.
Oh, called the Steamers?
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Sure I'm sure there's like 50 of them.
Yeah, bowling.
And they all wear number 69.
Bowling teams, yeah. Have the bowling shirts.
A hot steaming pile is their logo.
Yeah, on the left chest.
So, okay, so Cleveland's got... But didn't they change his kid and all sorts of weird stuff?
Yeah, he's got a fat, really fat kid. Yeah, it's weird. It's really, it's weird.
But there's really no logic to a cartoon.
Absolutely not.
Because The Simpsons has been on, what, 21 years now, and no one's aged a day?
That's right.
Well, that's the magic of cartoons.
I know.
So.
It's just interesting how, can you believe it's been on TV that long? Were you never a Simpsons fan?
Not really.
God, I love that show. Like the first 8 seasons of it, I just loved.
What's the matter?
She just ate a big chunk of fuzz.
Did she?
Yeah.
Nice. Real nice. So, and what, so Scott's excited because I've been rooked in,
rooked in
by he and his wife and my loath to pay $95 a ticket to go see Kiss.
Really?
Kiss. And my loving wife, who is never one to deviate from being a team, has completely turned her back on me. She said, oh, I told you not to buy the tickets. I told you it would be no big deal. Of course, after saying,
we should go.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to go see Kiss.
I want to go.
And they dressed up as 3 members of Kiss last night to take the kids around.
We did. We look good, too.
Yeah, they did a good job. And I was dressed like an angry man.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to wear anything special.
And one best costume.
Yes, I did. But no, I got some pictures of them.
We just left our light off and put a Chimo sign up on the front
door.
Did
you?
Yeah.
Did you not hand out candy?
No.
Were you home even?
No.
Was your wife home?
No.
Hey, did you
Nobody
get,
was home.
No. Did you
Where
get,
were you? Oh, did you guys have date night last night?
No, we were moving yesterday.
Still at night?
At night? Yeah, on Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Did he give out candy?
No.
What's his name? Porfirio? Your daughter's boyfriend?
No.
Alfonso?
He got to meet a couple of the new neighbors, which was kind of
Lavelle?
Funny.
Were they in costume?
Yeah.
So he's happy with his purchase.
Oh, it's
and he got a deal.
Quite a deal.
How long did it you said short sale?
Short sale.
So how long did it take between acceptance of offer and close? Because I've heard that can be several months.
Almost 3 months.
That's actually not bad from what I understand. I understand it could go as long as 6.
It was almost 3 months.
But that's good. I mean, this is a great time to be buying houses.
So they're auctioning off the house next to us.
They really are.
November 16th.
Is that the same as a short sale?
I don't know how that works because I was
Oh, if they're auctioning it, it's been repoed.
Really?
Yeah.
And it goes to the highest bidder.
Because this guy, the guy that...
I'm going to bid a dollar.
Once they agreed on this, this short sale thing...
$1.
The guy that the former owner just left.
Yeah,
just moved out.
And there was no destruction?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No, the guy was, you know, he got out before it. I mean, it's going to ding him, but it's by it selling and everything going well, it's much better than being repo.
So that does hurt your credit rating a little bit?
Yeah, oh, big time.
A short sale?
Yeah, because...
because the lender has basically said, even though you owe us X, we're willing to take less than, you know, X minus this amount. And that closes your loan obligation, right?
Yeah.
But
he'll get a 1099-C at the end of the year, which means he's going to pay taxes on the remaining balance.
Because as though it were income?
That's considered earned income.
Okay. Because they basically gave him money, right?
Do it on credit cards all the time. You owe $10,000, we settle for $5,000. You'll get a bill at the end of the month that says you owe $5,000 in taxes.
So this guy's going to owe income on like $160,000?
Yep.
That's how much less.
That was the difference between...
Unless there was some deal made. So considered earned income.
That's fucking unless terrible. There's something,
unless they've done something with short sale that through the government and all that processing. So.
Yeah, if that were going to be the case, he should have just walked away from it. Well, absolutely. It's going to fuck up his credit anyway.
Fuck up his credit and then have to pay that back. It's going to cost him
May not. It may not screw his credit up so bad.
Right.
So,
but if you
walk away, it hurts you five times more than a short sale will ever hurt you.
Right, but then you don't have to pay tax on that money. Now, you've walked away from how many houses, Scott?
Zero.
Zero houses.
I'm about to walk away from mine.
And leave your wife there.
You've got that one almost paid off, though, don't you, that bad boy? You should refinance.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, bring it back
and
up to 30.
Get into the NASCAR racket. Have you been following, are you on Twitter, Bob?
Yeah, no.
The Ocho Cinco News Network?
No.
Okay. Well, Bob's
do you know who Ocho Cinco is?
I do. He's some
brilliant
Bengals loudmouth, right?
Yes. He's a wide receiver, whereas Susanna Hoffs is a tight end.
I'll say.
Yeah. That one worked a little better than the joke, I think. Yeah. She's with the Bengals.
Yeah.
Bengals. Because he's got a Twitter thing, and I guess he's breaking news about players on it. And he calls it the OCNN, the Ocho Cinco News Network. He's an idiot.
He was on David Letterman Thursday night.
Is his hair still white?
Top 10. No, he has no hair.
Oh, he shaved his whole head?
Yeah, he did the top 10. Top 10 revelations of the Ocho Cinco autobiography. They were quite amusing.
Is there really going to be an autobiography?
I don't think there is, but it was quite amusing.
It's not far off. Do you need to go and help clean the house?
No, I'm going to go shopping for a Silver Creek bat.
Are you?
Yes.
You can do that online. Do you want the computer?
Oh, in fact, I can do it online.
www.silvercreek. Is it silvercreek.com or silvercreekbats.com?
Silvercreekbats.com.
I got mine on right ways. I can't see it. And they are, I noticed they're Buckeye red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or scarlet. I think they're scarlet
and
gray.
Did the Buckeyes win yesterday?
Sort of, yeah. 45-0.
Yeah.
Against the New Mexico State Aggies.
Yeah. How'd Michigan do yesterday?
They stunk, and it's over.
Yeah.
It really is. Every week gets worse.
Really?
Yeah. What started out as a joke has ended up as a nightmare. That was Stu Nahan in Rocky III. Or no, Rocky IV when Drago kills Apollo Creed in the ring.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that. I saw the first one.
First Rocky?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Is that your favorite horror movie?
Yeah, no.
And we go right full circle.
Did you, how did you feel about Adrian?
What about Adrian?
Did you get
wood?
You know.
Did you want to snort bird seed off of her back?
Adrian was kind of hot in a librarian kind of way.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You know, our brother's Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, I don't care.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Talia Shire. Because that's why she was in The Godfather. Because he directed it. How do you feel about The Godfather?
I'm indifferent.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a huge fan?
It's good. It's good entertainment, yeah.
I don't think I've ever saw the whole thing. So
nice. This is a great room.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most guys are like gaga over The Godfather.
Really?
They're god over The Godfather. Yeah.
It's good.
I thought it was okay. I mean, it's a decent movie, but I don't see what most people see in it.
I prefer Goodfellas, actually.
Yes, absolutely. How do you feel about Goodfellas, Scott?
I don't know if I ever sat through the full thing. I'm not a big gangster movie
guy. I'm not a big gangster movie guy either, but that's just a good movie.
I don't know. I don't
gangster
remember.
Notwithstanding.
Who's in it? Ray Liotta? Was he in it?
You've got Sir John Gielgud.
Okay, don't know.
Omar Sharif.
Okay, sort of know who.
Alec Guinness.
No,
Obi-Wan none of those people are in the movie. It's Joe Pesci as Sir John Gielgud.
Tattoo.
Hervé Villegas.
No, Joe Pesci.
Oh, they you think they look the same?
Just tell me the real people that were in there.
Joe Pesci, Ray Liotta,
okay,
Paul Liotta. Sorvino.
Is that Mira's father?
Robert De Niro. Yes, it is.
Honestly?
It's Mira Sorvino's dead, yeah. You know, she has a degree in Chinese from Harvard.
Very nice.
She was in Day of the Dead remake.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Yeah, her career hasn't gone anywhere
since Mighty Aphrodite. Vin Rames was in there, too.
Oh, that's another guy whose career needs a boost. No, I thought he's pretty good. That's Marcellus Wallace. You can't fuck with that.
No, he's been in a couple zombie flicks.
Hmm.
By the way, best zombie flick, Night of the Living Dead. The black and white version.
The original one?
I'm kind of looking forward to that new zombie flick with
Zombieland.
Zombieland.
He saw it.
It's awesome.
I like the trailer, man.
It's so good.
And you're a big Woody Harrelson fan.
I like Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Natural Born Killers.
You will rent that movie when it comes out on Blu-ray.
Why is that?
Because I think there's parts of it that I can see you.
Did you like Shaun of the Dead?
Love Shaun of the Dead. But I love Shaun of the Dead because it pointed out so many cliché things. This one isn't that cliché, but it talks about rules that you should have when zombies arrive. And, you know, I think the movie was more or less written off that they came out with the zombies, how to survive a zombie attack.
Right.
And I think that's a lot of what the movie is based through.
Yes.
So, but it's just so well done. It's so funny at times. How about
Hot Fuzz? Done by the same people as Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, yeah.
No.
That wasn't bad.
Sounds like
But I like Simon Pegg, so sounds like he's not bad. There's a pig. Is it Peg or Pig?
Peg, I think.
Sounds like a hairy porn kind of movie to me.
A bear movie.
But he was in Run, Fat Boy, Run.
That was also good.
Yeah,
the
which
acting
was surprising.
Wasn't the greatest, but it was pretty funny. No, I had heard it was pretty good. And it's weird that Hank Azaria was in that. Was that Hank Azaria?
I don't know.
It's the shoes.
What is
from
that?
From Birdcage or whatever that was called.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was like the houseboy. He kept falling all over. He was hilarious.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he was in Run, Fat Boy, Run, too. He was the, the hot guy. But that, the blister that was on Simon Pegg's.
Oh.
He does great physical comedy, that Simon Pegg.
He was Scotty in Star Trek.
Oh, that's right. He was in that, wasn't he?
Which should be out on DVD, too, soon. So.
Well, I'll have to remember to ignore that the way I did in the theaters.
Yeah. That was a great Star Trek movie.
I think my...
I'm sorry, Bob. Are we boring you?
My wife is probably going to want to see that, and I'll have to think of a way to get out of it.
You can bring her over to our house.
Yeah, that's fine.
Drop her off and go do what you need to do, which is probably nothing.
You know what, though? It would be nothing if it didn't involve not seeing that movie. Even that is something. Are you going to watch that?
What?
Star Trek.
The Star Trek movie?
No.
You're not a sci-fi guy?
No.
Really?
Not unless there are lots and lots of mammaries involved.
No. So you're all about the boobs, huh?
Pretty much.
Okay.
When it comes,
his favorite sci-fi movie is Species.
That's probably true.
Natasha Henstridge.
That's probably true.
Well, that's why you liked Halloween. There's always some teenage.
Was there
sex
naked
going on.
Breasts in that?
Oh yeah,
there was.
I don't remember that.
Zombies version there is. Rob Zombies.
Well, we're talking about the original.
Oh my god, it's the same thing, just better.
Yeah, it's better.
Did you see the Rob Zombie?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Have you seen two?
No,
I haven't either.
Just the first one. It ought to be out.
Did they dig up Donald Pleasance to be in that?
No, Malcolm McDowell.
Is he alive?
Who?
No,
Donald Pleasance?
No,
I don't know.
He's dead.
Was he murdered by Michael Myers?
No. In the movie, he was, yes.
But. Was he murdered by Mike Myers?
I have zombie strippers on DVD.
So do I.
Oh, God. All right, I think we're going to cut this short.
That is almost, it's just almost unwatchable.
But not quite.
But captivating in the same
it
way.
It is one of those that if there was one less boob shot in the movie, it wouldn't be watchable.
I got one for you. I watched a movie called The Undead, and I tell you, it was so horrid. It's along the lines of what I think you're talking about with those weather movies. Because they took zombies, but then they also tried to make it sci-fi-ish as well, too, because they had aliens involved in all this crap. And I could not keep pace with where the storyline was going.
That's the genre. That means someone made no decisions.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. It was a small fishing town. Meteors came down. People started becoming zombies and eating each other. And then space people started showing up and taking people up into the clouds.
Did the machines eventually take over as well?
Man, there was no machines, but then the people came back down and they were fine. And I was just like, I don't know where this is going.
Will you be watching V?
I'm thinking about it.
I saw the original.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
What's the scene you remember?
Something sexual.
Nice. No, because his opinion is that the only thing anyone remembers from that is the eating the gerbils and stuff like that, is all
with
I remember.
The jaw unlocks and
No, I remember like some kind of.
There wasn't a lot of groping on television.
Visual yeah. breastage thing going on.
If you're watching on the video, you can see Bob foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
How much are we selling this video for? Is it video on demand?
Yeah, it'll be a video podcast.
Yeah, $1.95 per hour.
No, it's free.
Okay, you know, one of those movies in that package are rough and tumble bikers pull off to the side of the road. Seriously, this was
just rough and tumble bikers. Was
what are we talking about?
One of those in the that movie 25 package.
Movie
that
pack
I just got
sent,
and I read that. I just laughed out loud. And these guys look like they're big nasty bikers, right? And then they go on this run and end up, then they get there and they start to, they're all cross dressers. They all nice. Chase. Yeah, that's one of the movies. I can't wait to see.
Was
that.
It like Jerry Mathers and Tony Dow trying to re-image themselves?
I'm sure there's no one in there that anyone
you know
would
who Tony
ever
Dow
know.
Is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Dowd.
And Ken, what was the guy?
Dowd.
Ken?
Ken what?
The Eddie Haskell.
Wizenhunt.
No.
Ken Wisenhunt, that's good.
What are you saying Wisenhunt for? That's a football guy, right?
He's the head coach of the Arizona
Cardinals.
Yeah, but
why are you saying that? That's
yeah,
football.
I don't know. I just thought it was
because he hears it every day on the radio.
Wasn't his name Ken?
Yeah,
his real name?
Ken Hatcher. No,
Eddie Haskell?
Ken.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember either. I think we're probably done, aren't we?
I've been done for a long time.
Hugh Beaumont.
That's
the father,
you were
it?
A little
yeah.
hard on
he
the Beaver
on the heart of the
Beaver.
They said it was the dirtiest thing ever said on television.
Yeah, I think that was maybe George Carlin. Okay, so I think we're done. So that's going to do it, and I hope you enjoy the vidya.
Are we done?
How much time? How much?
It's a lot.
How much time is a lot?
4 hours and 15 minutes.
We just spent four
Seems
hours
like
here?
Every bit of it, too, yeah. I got to tell you.
So if you need to get in touch with us, we never mention this
Can we
stuff.
Go back? Why are we not charging for the video?
Because no one will watch.
With all
show
this and all that?
At shavechimpanzee.com.
You know, you can. We don't have to be in a hurry because we can shop for Silver Creek bats online.
Well, we can
anytime.
Sell this video for $1.95 a minute. I guarantee it.
$1.95 a minute?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then you guys are going to need to get busy.
Yeah.
All right. Come here, Bob.
Yeah.
Whatever sells.
Who's a power bottom between you two?
A power bottom.
Yeah. Isn't that a term?
Well, you know, my belly's power churning. Bottom. I'm going to start crop dusting here pretty quick. But.
All right, let's end this.
We're done. Okay, show at shavechimpanzee.com, www.shavechimpanzee.com. Be nice to those. Goodbye. Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee. Chimpanzee.